you're trying to think of something special to do for Thanksgiving, how about this? You can rent Martha Stewart's New York Farm Guest House for a Thanksgiving-inspired stay.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I mean, is she going to be there? Is she going to be on the grounds?
Yeah, this it's like a contest, though. This is like one of those things where like I immediately was like, yep, I want to do it.
Right.
Like, sign me up. But it's like through booking.com. She's only allowing one lucky pair of guests to stay in her guest house for Thanksgiving. And I don't think she actually has Thanksgiving with them. I think that like the next morning she shows up in waves from her big house.
So the kids have to stay at home is what you're telling me. This is a couple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or a pair of friends or whatever it may be.
I like that our guest house is an 1,800 square foot home, though, that has two bedrooms, two baths.
I mean, I had houses that could fit inside that guest home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know it's laid out just perfectly because it's Martha Stewart. Listen, it sounds wonderful. I think she's probably only got two of you there because that way they can control you.
Right.
Right? Like,
yes.
If there's four, five, or six of you, Martha Stewart, man, you know, people want to get at her, right? They want to get to her. She's a big deal, a big celebrity. If there's two of you, one guard can hold you down while the other one gets tased.
I would love to actually do this. I'm like fascinated with Martha Stewart, just
yeah.
her life, the fact that she's best friends with Snoop Dogg. I mean, to be honest, she's 82 years old. She is so beautiful.
I tell you all the time.
Yeah.
She's a fox.
Yeah. So while it says you could have brunch with Martha Stewart, which, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm certain she'll just wave from the main house, like in her very stylish robe.
Maybe on top of a white stallion.
Yeah, but
just in her kitchen.
Her gardeners will give you a tour, which I think is hilarious.
Well, they've got to know her well. That's a trusted individual on the Martha Stewart property.
Yeah. And you get to check out her chickens. So, you know, she always talks about the chickens on the property. It's kind of like their own thing.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the picture of these chickens. They're huge. I think I would be intimidated. Like, if I see these things roaming around, I'd be afraid to leave my front door. These things will attack.
Imagine the leftovers from Thanksgiving at Martha Stewart's house.
Oh, so good. Remember in Austin Powers when he wanted sharks with laser beams on the head?
Yeah.
And it would protect him?
Right.
In my mind, when I look at these chickens, I imagine them with like laser beams on their heads and they will attack you the second you walk out the door. These are Martha Stewart's like basically, what's the word I'm looking for?
Assassin crew?
Hedgemen. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Henchmen.
Yeah. Henchmen.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hedgemen is also the gardener.
Both. All of them.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. Are you ready for today's selection, Raven?
Lay it out for me.
Alligator bit woman's face while she was snorkeling.
I mean, you kind of could see that coming, right?
No, she clearly did not see it coming.
Well,
because it bit her in the face.
I mean, just watch where you're swimming.
Bear stole a family's Uber Eats.
I saw that video. I love it, actually.
The bear went back for the Coca-Cola, too.
You know?
And number three, the Wiggles were disappointed with the city's decision to play their music to drive off homeless.
Oh, you know, what's wrong with the Wiggles? They used to be top of the charts right here. I'm going to go Wiggles, actually, on this one.
All right, so the Wiggles say they're very deeply disappointed by an Australian city using their song Hot Potato to drive away the homeless people.
Please tell me you have a sample.
Oh, I have so many samples. First of all, here's the news report.
The Wiggles have said they're deeply disappointed after a Western Australian council used their music to deter homeless people.
I mean, can you imagine being one of the Wiggles and reading that this is what they were doing? You're like, my life's work?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing to me, too, that there's like a pan flute and a relaxing bamboo type band behind their news report as well.
Yeah. It's Australia. That's what they do in Australia.
Right. I had no idea.
Bunbury Municipal Council in the state southwest played the Wiggles' Hot Potato song through loudspeakers to drive homeless individuals away from a site regularly used as a shelter and sleeping spot.
I mean, they brought in speakers to do this.
That's audio warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
A Wiggles spokesperson said Wiggles music is created to bring joy and happiness to children and families around the world.
Obviously.
And the group was deeply disappointed to hear it is being used in any other way.
I get that.
It's
right?
Funny. Like when Metallica hears that they're using like Blackened or Sandman, or Slayer hears they're doing Raining Blood. Nobody has a problem with that. But the Wiggles are like, wait a minute.
The council maintains that the volume was not raised to full capacity, with Bunbury Mayor Jason McGill claiming it was a passive way of discouraging people from permanently congregating in the area for the past 6 months.
I love
months.
It.
It was a passive way to get people to stop sleeping here.
He's like, listen, these meters go to 10, and we could have been shooting for 11, all right? We only have this on like 4. You find that annoying, we can go further.
Hot potato, 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 hot potato.
I mean, that could be worse.
If I heard that, I would never leave. It sounds like a party.
Yeah.
Potato, potato, potato.
Woo!
Yeah.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Oh, nice.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
It's got variety to it. I
I'm
love
never
that.
Leaving. Yeah. I live here now. All right, Raven, you could play one song. You got squatters at your house. Squatters, they're not leaving. Well, what's the song you're going to play to get rid of them?
I think like Hot Potato, it's the same thing. It starts off really fun and then, you know.
Just one move.
Yeah.
When you hear It's a Small World over and over and over again, the ride itself is 25 to 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, you're ready to go insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've already stood in line for like 30 minutes. You didn't want to get on there in the first place for a lot of people.
I know it has to do with the music, but something about the smell on that ride.
Yes.
It just, I can't. It smells like. Like your grandmother's
your
closet.
Your grandma's closet.
Right.
Wow. I mean, you nailed it.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What if there was a place that you could just let it all out? You know, what's bothering you right now? Maybe you saw somebody do something or post something. Or maybe the person on the road next to you did something while they're driving. And you're like, come on, buddy. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't pick up your dog's poop when you take him for a walk, that's all I need to know about you.
A classic, but a good one.
I drove through my daughter's elementary school the other day, and I saw a bunch of people walking their dogs. Mm-hmm. And all I kept thinking is, why? Why are you walking your dogs like through the playgrounds where these kids are and letting them go to the bathroom? I don't even care if you're picking it up. Like, get off the playgrounds. Like, the kids play there.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to the bathroom in that area, that's not
yes,
the idea. That's why there's designated areas. Right.
Yeah.
What's really nasty is, you know, depending on where you are, where you're located, you could be dealing with falling leaves this time of year. If you are, when people just let the dogs go in the leaves and then they don't do anything about it.
Gross.
Like, come on. That's nasty.
Bill, that's all I need to know about you.
If you hang things on your wall with scotch tape, that's all I need to know about you. My wife, she hangs things on the bedroom wall with scotch tape to this day. We are not in high school.
Oh, that's funny. My daughter does that, but she's also 14. So.
Right. That would make more sense.
Exactly. Right? That's totally age appropriate, right?
Yeah. If you're 14.
We can afford frames.
Or if it's your first apartment and you don't really understand how that goes, then okay, that makes sense. Other than that.
No.
This is a grown woman. You said your wife. Okay.
We have progressed. Yes, let's do this.
No, some have not.
My husband almost had a heart attack. Our first apartment we ever rented. We were like young and out of college. And I kept asking him to put up the curtain rods. And he like was too busy, wasn't getting around to it. So like nothing like a woman that wants something done right away. But of course, I had no idea how to use like a hammer or nail. So I put it up with thumbtacks. And he came home and he was so proud of me. And he's like, how'd you know where the hammer and everything was? And I was like, no, I use thumbtacks. And then he was very upset.
This is funny to me because you wouldn't use a hammer and nail typically anyways. Screws.
Oh, whatever.
Just screws and anchors.
Both of you. Sure. I mean, listen, those curtains got hung that day. And they stayed there for a long time without falling down.
Yeah, all right.
Alexis, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're a grown adult and you still say you're scared of dogs because you got bit when you were 10, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh.
I mean, if you got bit real bad. That's one thing.
That's like a fear that stays ingrained.
I'm sure it could be, very traumatizing. I had a friend whose younger brother was bit bad on the face when we were young, and he has a scar to this day as a grown man. And it was quite traumatizing for him at that time and horrific. But I'm pretty sure he has dogs now. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it's like, if you had something that scared you when you were 8 or 10, you know, like Poltergeist or Predator, and then watched it now and you know, still had a freak out and had to get under the bed, that would be hard for me to understand.
Some fears stay with you, and some of them you grow out of. Like, I remember when I was very young, I got pulled under by a massive wave when I was at the beach, and I was afraid of the ocean for a long time.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I am still afraid.
Sure.
Like, I don't go in, like, you know, below my, like, you know, above my waist. Like, that's as far as I'm going. But at least I go in. There was years where I wouldn't even go in.
I was just going to say, I think the act or the fear of drowning is something that would stay with you.
I have a friend who she did get bit on the arm by a dog when she was 10.
Yeah.
And now she can't even see dogs. Like, if I have a dog, I have to lock him away when she comes. Like, she doesn't want to see him.
Yeah, it's hard. Much, yeah. Sorry.
I feel bad telling her to get over it, but
right.
But I love dogs.
How much money do you spend on a first date? How about $500,000?
That sounds absolutely insane. That can't be real, right?
Raven producer John Jordan Poole, an NBA player for the Washington Wizards. And in a very awkward moment, New York City rapper Cameron said this in a podcast.
Jordan Poole, you spent $500,000 on a Ice Spice date.
He's a munch.
You're a munch, and you're playing like munch.
There's several things that I don't understand in that. Number one, the amount of money sounds insane. Number two, why do they know this? Number three, what is a munch?
Thank you. That's the thing.
So here's the thing. Munch is the name of an Ice Spice song. So they went on a date. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell you what that actually means.
Oh, you haven't heard the song.
No.
Okay.
No. I have heard the song.
Yeah.
I've researched it.
So you understand it.
I understand it.
Yeah.
I just can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
I think I understand it now.
You understand it now to be a derogatory term?
Maybe not.
Not to rock it, right? Yeah, no. Let's move on.
You can Google
all right.
It. Anyway, so
that right now.
So now, all of a sudden.
Well, now I'm so curious. I'm peaked.
So $500,000 on a first date with Ice Spice, and here's the funny part: he says that, and everyone's talking about it, and he doesn't say a word about it. So finally. Finally, a couple days ago, there's this little kid. He's got to be 12 years old, and he's at a signing, right? And the kid goes up to the guy, and he says to him this.
Is the Ice Spice thing true?
Definitely not.
Wait, are you allowed to sign this?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So he's like, is that Ice Spice thing true? Definitely not. Can you also sign this? That was the end of it.
Right.
That was
right.
The end of the conversation.
Oh, now I see what Munch is slang for. Oh, okay.
Yeah. See?
Oh. Well, she's a lovely lady.
Yep. Anyway. So it brings the question. He says he did not spend $500,000 on a first date with Ice Spice.
Yeah.
But what is the average amount of money you spend on a first date? So I looked it up online, and it says men spend about $80 to $100 on a first date. Producer John,
You've
gone on a few first dates.
Yeah.
How much do you think that's right?
That's pretty right, actually.
Yeah?
And it depends. Like, what are you doing for the date? Like, that's the real key. Like, I'd say, man, I would even put the cap a little higher, probably at $150.
Mm.
But you shouldn't exceed that. That's for sure. You know, how important is this person to you? How excited are you for this date? Is this just like a random you like met on, you know, Tinder or something like that? And it's like, yeah, they seem nice. I don't really know them. Or is this someone you've been really excited to go out with for a while?
I'm just going to interject on that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing is you're right to put some sort of cap on it, because I'll tell you what happens is it doesn't matter how important this person is to you or how much you like them. You overplay your hand if you spend more than that on a first date. You become like desperate. It puts you in a different type of category.
Yeah.
I've spent more than this on a first date before.
Oh,
and you
I
know
have
what?
To. I
and
have
it
to.
Went
yeah.
nowhere.
Well, I think that
it went nowhere because you come off like a sucker.
Well, it says that 58% of women don't even want an expensive first date.
Yeah.
But I think that it also sets a bar. Like, all right, if you're going to go and do fancy things all the time, like maybe you just assume like that's what we do when we go out on dates with this guy.
Right.
And then it, I don't know.
Sometimes you get hyper-focused on something that you can't see past it, and plus you build something up. It's like that whole New Year's Eve syndrome, right? Like, oh,
right.
I'm gonna spend this much, I got all this stuff lined up for the first date, and it just falls flat.
Yeah.
You'd be better off with conversation.
Here's what we know for sure: $100 on a first date, okay. 50
yeah.
to 100, that seems like the average. $500,000, nope.
Yeah,
no.
I'd cap it at two.
Right.
Two bills is enough.
Or you're a munch. Yes. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending, and why? Sometimes science is scary.
Mm.
It really is.
Well, that's because men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie, Anna Zapp.
Oh, we're going to talk about your favorite person, Raven, Elon Musk.
Oh, that's my boy.
Neuralink is trending. So,
here we go.
You haven't heard about this yet.
Elon Musk's brain chip startup, Neuralink, says it has received approval to begin recruiting patients for its first human trial.
All right, so if you're not familiar with this, because until yesterday, I was not. Neuralink is basically figuring out how to put computers into your brain so that you can use your thoughts to operate, you know, machinery and stuff.
Cyborg.
Yeah. Here is Elon Musk talking about all the benefits.
The first two applications we're going to aim for in humans are restoring vision. And even if someone has never had vision ever, we believe we can still restore vision. The other application being in the motor cortex, where we would initially enable someone who has almost no ability to operate their muscles and enable them to operate their phone faster than someone who has working hands.
So they're looking for people who have had paralysis in all four of their limbs because of a spinal cord injury. And essentially what's going to happen is that they're going to remove a piece of their skull mm-hmm. by a surgeon, of course.
That's right.
And then a large robot is going to insert a series of electrodes and super thin wires into their brain. And eventually you'll be able to use your thoughts to play games, to tweet, yeah. to send messages, to do everything.
To restore, you know, your ability to do things if you lost that ability. And what's really scary for some is to make yourself superhuman in other ways.
Right.
I mean, listen, the brain is all about electrical synapses, right? And little currents that are going on in the brain. And they've already done this with certain things, with like artificial limbs, with just slight movements that the body makes even when something's been removed. Or like eye movements, too. You can control this stuff if you're quadriplegic. Excuse me. So, I find it fascinating.
I mean, it's an obvious next step. So, they want to operate on 11 people by next year and more than 2,200 people by 2030.
Yeah.
And thousands of people are reportedly lining up to do it. Like,
I mean,
they're volunteering.
If you've never been able to see before in your life, you've got to think to yourself in certain ways, what do I have to lose? You know, I mean, obviously, you know, somebody opens up your skull, you can lose your life.
Right. But are we going to, really?
But yes. On the other hand, you know, some people, they're willing to roll those dice. Are we there to tell them no?
So the thing is, like, to me, this seems so out there and crazy. And
yeah.
But at one point, everything in science was out there and crazy.
That's right.
And there's already another company in Australia that's doing this. And they had a guy use his brain to send a tweet, and it worked. So according to Elon Musk, we're behind. I don't know.
Let's go to Mars and give me a super robot body to get there.
Okay.
What if my robot body could also be a spaceship?
Okay. All right.
I'm excited.
It's a lot. Is a donkey a good pet? Manning Cast is a podcast/show with brothers Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. And they had a special guest, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's such a big deal.
Yep. One thing, though. While Arnold was on the Zoom, his pet donkey just came and sat on his lap. Listen to the brothers like reacting to it during the podcast.
That's happening more. Oh, what is that? That donkey looks like you eating, Peyton. It's the same thing. All right, we're going to break. All right, welcome back.
Oh, yes.
And let's welcome an icon right now, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold.
All right. They're trying to get this podcast going. Here's a donkey sitting on Arnold's lap. And listen to Arnold.
Oh, yes.
And let's welcome.
He likes to feed him.
I mean, honestly.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it seems a little bit much. He loves the donkey.
Yeah. There's no kids left in the house at this point. Obviously, he's divorced at this point. It's him and his burrow.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's feeding him.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yep.
You're making it awkward.
I know. But I was like, a donkey as a pet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's wild. And then I started thinking about, like, what am I talking about? My mom had a donkey growing up as a pet. So my mom grew up in the mountains of Italy. And
it'd be like a pet best friend, right? Like,
yeah.
They help you do your job.
She was very close to her donkey. So
yeah,
last night, I went to go pick up my daughter from my mom's house. I said, Ma, can I record you talking about your donkey? And she's like, not again. We always are talking about the donkey. Everybody knows enough about the donkey. And I'm like, just please, Ma. And she's like, all right. And then this happened.
Ma, what was the name of your donkey in Italy?
Pupa.
Can you tell me a little bit about Pupa?
Oh, Pupa was our donkey. Well, he was blind. One eye.
No.
Why are you laughing?
I didn't know the donkey was blind, Ma. All right. So,
no, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
I had all these years, he was half blind. I had no idea that
one
the
eye.
Donkey was blind in one eye.
Yeah.
All these years, I've been hearing about Pupa and what a companion Pupa was. She's never once told me that the donkey was blind in one eye.
It's part of why she loved him.
Oh, my gosh.
They were friends. They needed each other.
Oh.
But, you know, she was a good pet. She was great. We used her.
What did you use her for?
Well, to go up the mountain. Mm-hmm. She would carry a nonno or me, whoever was doing whatever. And she was great. She was a good donkey. Yeah.
Would you suggest having a donkey as a pet to other people?
Yeah, why not?
Even if they live in the mountains or if they just live in cities, it's fine?
I don't know about the cities, but mountain, definitely.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. All I keep thinking about was all these years, all these stories. My father loves to paint. Mm-hmm. There's even a painting in my mom's house of Poopa, the donkey.
Because she loved her.
Never once did she tell me that Poopa was blind in one eye. Last night was so eye-opening for me. I was just like...
I mean, what? Really? That's what you're doing?
Oh, I didn't mean to do it like that. You know what I mean.
All right.
Yeah. But Poopa, apparently, is a good pet. And you could have a donkey as a pet if you live in the mountains.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it in the city. Arnold Schwarzenegger,
obviously. He lives in the city, doesn't he?
No, he has like a massive compound in like the hills of Hollywood. But, you know.
Okay.
Right. If you have acreage, get yourself a burrow.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on one more time. You know what we need?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Where does all your money go? 1-800-330-9999. One of the fastest growing hobbies in the country that also is expensive, collecting plants. Yeah.
What?
Here's a woman talking about it.
I do have to have some plants, but this year I'm going to try not to spend $3,000 just on plants.
What?
God only knows how much I spent on the pot and the soil and all of that jazz. This can be a pretty expensive hobby.
Producer Sean Raven, were you aware that it can cost thousands of dollars to collect plants?
You know, I do remember, for whatever reason, I was looking at houseplants a while back, and somebody explained to me that there are fancy houseplants, and then there are regular, like, budget ones.
Oh, yeah.
And the fancy ones I saw are expensive, but, you know, I mean, that's clearly an addiction just like any other. She spent $3,000 on houseplants in 1 year. That's a lot.
Where's all your money go?
And how come you're not keeping them alive? Right, if you buy them one time, keep them going.
Raven, where does all your money go?
Gosh, you know, I woke up this morning and the strangest thing, I'm putting on my sneakers and I'm feeling like it's going to streaming services because I haven't watched anything on Paramount Plus for like, I don't know, 4 months. And they just told me that Yellowstone's not coming back till like next December. I can't find the email to cancel it. So I just feel like today all my money's going there.
Right.
All my money's going to streaming services.
I was going to say, it's funny, too, because all my streaming services, personally, the bills all come out on the same exact day. You know? So it's like,
you remember,
for like all six of them, like right one day.
Time. Right, right.
Melissa, how about you? Where's all your money go?
I have this obsession when I travel and I buy these Pandora charms. I literally cannot stop buying them. So every city, every country has their own specific charm, and you can only get it there. And as soon as I land in a country or I land in a new city, I'm buying charms.
Let me just ask you, I mean, how are you wearing all these charms?
What
are
they found the bracelet.
It sounds like a lot of weight, though,
they were
right?
Very
I mean, if you're
popular.
Getting it every time you travel, every time you go someplace where they got a store, they got a lot of malls.
Give me your address. I'm going to mail you mine because I don't even know what to do with my bracelet anymore.
Right?
I have so many charms. Like, remember when they were really in like a while ago?
And it was an easy gift. It was the thing that you would give every holiday, stocking stuffer.
And they were expensive. The charms were like between $65 and a couple hundred dollars each. They were really expensive.
They do.
And they came out with a million other things.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, the Pandora jewelry is beautiful. I keep thinking like one day they'll come back in style and I'll give it to one of my girls. But I don't know. I might as well just send it to you.
You'll have a vintage one.
I have seven. I actually have seven bracelets full of charms.
She's like, don't send them. I don't need them. Yeah.
Producer Sean, where's all your money go?
You know, the obvious answer should be my stepson Isaac and my son Booker. But aside from that, I think gaming. Me and Rachel are big gamers, so we do spend a lot of money on gaming.
So what do you pay? Like, I don't know. So video consoles, that's what you spend money on, and games?
Well, yeah, consoles and games, and like, you know, like I have Xbox and Microsoft. I pay like a fee of like $65 a year for like, you know, unlimited play and all that.
Oh.
I didn't know that they were charging right now for play. Like, I knew you could get enhancements on your games, like an extra outfit or coins or weapon or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I don't play into that.
Okay.
Like, those
skins,
are just ridiculous.
The skins.
They're expensive and they're stupid.
Yeah.
Where does all your money go? What do you spend all your money on? 1-800-330-9999. One of the biggest rising hobbies across the country is collecting plants, and you can spend over $3,000 a year doing that. Imagine explaining to somebody like, yeah, no, I spent all my money on plants. It's a thing.
It's crazy, right? And you think about it, too. Like, I mean, this is probably stereotypical, but I think a lot of times when I think of houseplants and people having a lot of them, I think you might be retired, right? Yeah. You've got a little bit more time on your hands or whatever. Imagine what percentage of the budget is if $3,000 is going to some sort of orchid. That's insane.
Raven, producer John, I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Where's all your money go? Let's see. My daughter's competition dance team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got some friends that could definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Really, I mean, just kid activities in general, like hockey parents, too. I hear it all the time from my aunt.
As soon as you mention a sport and they say that it's travel or regional, big bucks.
Or it's got gear.
Big bucks. Oh, yeah.
Pads.
Another text says braces. I have three in braces right now. Oh, boy. Oh,
that used to be the worst one, the biggest one you were afraid of hearing.
Oh, no. You know who topped her? You know who topped her? College. I have four kids in college right now.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that even possible?
You got to spread the kids out.
Yeah. That's just.
Yeah.
Poor planning.
You're not going for your PhD. I got news for you. Your younger brother is going into school next year. I can't do it.
Hannah says that's a you problem.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. John, how about you? What do you spend all your money on?
Oh, my gosh. Music equipment. Honestly, I hear $3,000 about the plants, and I'm like, oh, that's nothing.
Right.
When you play music, are you kidding me? You have one guitar for $1,500. You got three, four pedals. Those things are about $200-$300 a pop. Then you need a pedal board to put the pedals on. That's another $200
oh,
right there.
No.
Add in some wires, XLR cables, quarter-inch cables, a little bit of that. And then an amp. I haven't even gotten to an amp yet. What, are you going to get a combo? You going to get a head and cabinet? That's about $1,500 to $1,000
right
there.
You should just quit. That seems like too much.
Right at this moment, somebody is breaking into John's car and apartment.
Yeah,
right now.
That's right.
They're kicking in your door.
Lisa, where's all your money go?
My kid's socks. I buy socks every other week, I feel like. I don't know what they do with them, but I spend a lot of money on socks every year.
You want to know what? I had a Halloween party at my house, and I had a bounce house there. So the kids, for some reason, all took off their socks to go inside.
They should leave them on.
Forget it. They're kids. They do what they want. But I could not believe I keep finding socks all over the yard, and I keep wondering, how did these kids get home? Nobody took their socks back?
Right.
No parent was like, where's your socks?
Right. Yeah. They just accept it as a loss.
Yeah.
Just say, no, we went to a party. We're not coming home with socks, clearly.
Socks are a big thing. Yeah. I feel like I'm always buying socks.
Yeah. If I lose one sock, I'm torn up about it for a week and a half. I'm checking the dryer, laundry room, everywhere. These kids, not a care in the world.
Hey, Lauren, what do you spend all your money on?
Grocery shopping. It's brutal.
That's because the prices are so high. Mm. Everyone talks about it, but it's true. When you get to checkout and that number pops up and it's so much more than you've ever paid before, it hurts.
God forbid that you want to go organic. Forget it.
Well, you got to refi your house. Hey, Sarah, where's all your money go?
It is going to Orange Theory.
It's a workout place. I know Raven has no idea what Orange Theory Fitness is.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So is it like a super fancy smancy place?
It's like classes. Like, it's good, but it definitely runs you a pretty penny. But I'm holding out that maybe I'll have time to start going again.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst. The worst feeling ever, right? Still committed, still paying. Not going.
Don't feel bad. When I see that fee from Peloton every month show up on my bill, I'm like, gosh, another month. Yeah. It's another round of Thrip Shop Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
This was trending in the news this week.
Well, when you walk into a thrift store like this one, you can expect to find some pretty crazy items. But the craziest one was a human skull that was found right here.
We do find the cremation remains. We find just weird stuff, but the skull was definitely the most unusual.
It was in the Halloween section of the thrift shop. They found a human skull.
That's absolutely wild.
Yeah. I wonder what they priced it at.
Is that legal?
I don't think so. I don't think you can sell a human skull at a thrift shop.
So I heard something about this story is that basically, like, they found it in a storage unit or something, right? Like, somewhere along the lines, they got it. If they can't connect it to an actual crime, I don't know if it's legal or not. What are you going to do about it? I mean, you came across it. There it is. If you can't connect it to a name, like, what do you do with it?
Someone's definitely haunting you if you buy that skull.
Yeah. All right. Producer Sean, producer John, Raven, it's another round of Thrift Shop Treasure. Here's how it works. Each of us had a $10 budget. We go to any thrift shop we wanted to. We had 24 hours to find what we think was the most unique thing.
Yeah.
You're going to decide who had the most unique treasure. You can go to our Instagram right now to start voting. Anna and Raven, we have them all listed. But Sean, why don't we start with you? What do you have?
So I found this, it's like a candle holder. It's this really, really big, almost looks like a lantern. Honestly, the reason why I got it is because it just reminded me of someone in like 17 Dickety something. walking around his wooden cabin with this at night, like, who's there? Where are you?
It's very goth looking with the stained glass.
Yeah. Well, and the colors, there's all kinds of different colors on it, too. That's the thing. Like, if you lit that thing up, it would look like...
It's a kaleidoscope.
Cool, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It is tripping.
Should have got a candle, too, with it.
Might open a portal up or something when you do that thing.
How much was it?
It was $7.
$7. Yeah.
Kind of a bargain.
I feel like he overpaid $6 for it. But okay, it's big, though.
That's hurtful.
It's like 18 inches, if not bigger, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely large. If you like that sort of lit, candelabra-type look or whatever it may be, cantina look with that, it looks cool.
I don't know if you can compete with these. You see what these are, gentlemen?
What are those?
These are creepy Holland dolls.
Oh, good.
Now,
it was the Holland dolls.
These are plastic small dolls that have eyes that flicker open and shut.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see.
Oh, no.
I'm going to... Everybody take one.
That's the worst effect when that happens.
Oh, here, that's terrible.
This one is missing an arm. Oh, hold on here. Hey. You get the one missing an arm.
Oh, no.
Their eyes are so bloody.
Take them out.
No.
You don't want to touch them?
No, I'm going to skip.
Why?
No, I'm going to skip.
You're scared.
Why is the color of their flesh so odd?
I don't know.
The arm fell off.
It is odd, right?
No.
The arm.
Oh, no.
The hand fell off, Sean.
Oh, no. The leg.
Should not have taken that out of that box. Now you are definitely going to be.
Get that away from me. Dude, I'm going to smack it out of your hand. I'm not kidding.
I wouldn't do that either.
Can you please be respectful of the Holland dolls?
What are you supposed to do with these? Oh, no. The arm is at least in the bottom of the container here.
You're supposed to never have a good night's sleep ever again, Raven. That's what you're supposed to do with these.
The color is, again, so weird.
They're from Holland.
Yeah.
I got them at Goodwill.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
All right.
You'll never believe it. For all three of these dolls, $3. $3.
Wow.
That was it. They're a bargain.
The price of your soul. Good.
All right. An anthropologist found a human skull in a Florida thrift store's Halloween section.
I mean, it sounds pretty scary, right?
Yep. Yep. Turns out there's no foul play. I don't know. I guess it's okay to sell human remains. I don't know.
Who knows how long that thing had been there, right? I mean, if they can't figure out who it belongs to, what do you really do? You kind of put it back on the shelf. You're like, all right.
Halloween's coming up. I'll put it in the Halloween section.
Put it out front. It's the new mascot.
That means it's another round of thrift shop treasure. Here's how it works. It's so hard for me to say it. Thrift shop treasure.
You did it this time.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, and I each had 24 hours. We had a $10 budget. We'd go to any thrift store we wanted to. We had to make what we thought was the most unique purchase. You're going to vote who had the best one. If you missed it so far, I got really creepy Holland dolls that are missing limbs.
So strange.
They're plastic, and they've got those booties and their little bonnets on.
I'm telling you, it's just the thing. The color of their flesh is what really irks me about these. I don't know why.
Let's see. Sean, who right now on Instagram is running away with the vote, has this multicolored stained glass lamp. I believe one woman said, "What a cool find. I wish I found it."
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome.
I think it's pretty cool.
Never telling where I got that lamp. Never telling which Goodwill I found it. Sorry.
And you can see all these items, too, on our Instagram at Ann on Raven. But we have two more contenders.
Yeah.
Raven, let's start with you.
I found this. It's called App Lights here. And originally I thought it was like, you know, something that would do like a planetarium in the baby's room. But it turns out like these are those, like you put it on a stake and you put it in front of your yard. In front of your house, and it projects colors on there. Now, here's the sad thing. I paid $8.50 for this, and it appears like the app company went out of business because I can't get it to control it from my phone. It's supposed to be Bluetooth-enabled and all sorts of stuff.
I mean, it's a cheap Christmas decoration.
Right. Yeah.
With a dead app, man. I mean, you paid $8 for it.
Well, fine, John. What do you have?
Well, guess what? Mine doesn't require an app. In fact, mine is the most basic of radio technology. I have got a sound sign, model number 3827, electronic clock radio, an old school clock radio, and it's got a cassette player. Look at that.
What's in there for a cassette? Was the cassette in there? Did you place this in there?
Well, Raven, have you ever wanted to have $1 million vocabulary before?
As you prepare for this paraliminal learning session, bring into your mind your purpose for acquiring $1 million vocabulary.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So this tape.
Please tell me.
That was in there.
That tape was in that.
Came with a free self-help tape. Oh, yeah.
Take a moment to think about the benefits that you can enjoy from creating the verbal advantage you are now achieving.
Is that what alt tapes sounded like back in the day?
It's just Satan telling you how to get $1 million.
He's asleep and he has dragged himself up here. But you're right. By day two of the tape, you'll do whatever that man says.
That's right.
The biggest payoff comes in the form of increased personal confidence, success in relationships, accomplishments in school, or the financial rewards that come from achievements or advancements.
I think I'm going to need...
Find out who this guy is.
I'm going to need a copy of this tape. Yeah. Right. Find out if this man is alive.
Can we take the tape out or are we going to break it?
No. I got it here. Hold on. Ready?
Find out who this guy is. Let's book him on the show.
Yeah, we'll have to follow up on this.
$1 million vocabulary.
What's his name? Paraliminal.
It doesn't say his name.
Oh, he could just be an actor. Oh, no. We got to find out, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be looking at it.
All right. Who's the winner?
All right. So we have to. Right now, Sean is in the lead by a large margin on Instagram. If you want to check these all out for yourself,
what about Satan tape? Come on, Satan tape.
Yeah, you have to say now. You might get more votes now that Satan tape has revealed itself.
I can't believe it.
We got to let this one sit for a minute.
Yeah. All right. Good luck. Go vote.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Angela and Matt, congratulations. You guys just had a big milestone wedding anniversary, right?
We did, yes. Thank you.
Yep. 10 years.
10 years. It's a decade. Yeah.
So we're starting the 10-year anniversary by having a disagreement. What happened?
Well, I'm pretty upset with my husband because I'm looking to do more things with him without the kids. I do want to spend time together. So I bought some ballroom dance lessons for the two of us. Not cheap. Not cheap. And yeah. I surprised him with it. I was excited and we can be together and hug on each other. And, you know, I didn't get such a positive response and I'm not happy about it at all. He doesn't want to do it. Take my girlfriend. I'm like, no, honey. Ballroom dancing, husband and wife.
Okay.
Matt, what's your side of this?
I don't want to do this. This is not something like it's not something she bought like for us. This is something she wants to do. Like, it's not like a present for us. I don't want to do it. I am not a dancer. I never have been. I don't think $500 is enough to make me a ballroom dancer. That's how bad I am at it. And I don't like the idea of just going and being embarrassed for 5 lessons.
You made the statement that this is something that she did for her. But, I mean, dancing is certainly in this case, if we're talking about ballroom dancing, there's two people involved. You being her partner, her husband of 10 years, I mean, obviously this is something that she wants to do. Sometimes we have to buy into things that we don't want to do. I do know that dance lessons are expensive, and $500 for 5 lessons is actually cheaper than some prices I've heard quoted, so that's not too terrible.
Matt, have you ever heard of the concept of take one for the team?
Right.
Where you just do it because she wants to do it
yeah.
and it's going to make her happy. You know, like it's something clearly it means a lot to her. She may have bought it for quote unquote both of you, but it's obviously something that she wants to do and you just kind of suck it up and do it.
Right. Okay. But like, I like to play golf. She doesn't. And if I came and said, hey, I got you golf lessons for our 10-year anniversary and she doesn't want to do it, like, that's the same scenario.
But no, it isn't. Honey, I want us to be closer. You know, I mean, no, it's dancing. We're going to be around other people, but it isn't the same as golf. It isn't the same.
We're not here to argue the activities. I mean, the situation is it was bought. And you want him to go? Matt, you're either going or you're not going. So you agree that if votes go for Angela, that you will take part in these dance lessons. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I got news for you, bro. You're going to be dancing.
I don't know if that's true. I think there's a strong argument to be made where Angela bought this as a gift, and it's not a gift. It's really something he doesn't want to do, and it wasn't fair that she put him in this situation.
Good luck. I don't think you get a single vote. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Big wedding anniversary for Angela and Matt. I think they said 10 years, right?
10 years, yeah.
Angela surprised Matt because they've been talking about doing things together and trying to find activities to enjoy. And she's always wanted to do ballroom dancing. So she spent a lot of money to buy a group of lessons to go ballroom dancing. And Matt don't want to go.
Yeah. Matt says, basically, this is an activity for you, not an activity for me. You should have bought a gift that had both of us in mind. But she says, listen, I think that this is going to be something that brings us closer together. I've always dreamt about it. You should go with me.
What do you think? Should he? 1-800-330-9999. Michaela, what do you think?
I feel like I'm on the woman's side only because I actually ballroom dance and I love it. And I'm actually in the same position because my boyfriend loves golf and I hate golf. And he is like opposed to dancing, but he tried it with me and he loves it. And not that he like really got into it, but...
We get what you're saying. He's not good, but he went with you.
Yes.
Right.
Thanks, Michaela.
Great.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. What if it was your 10-year anniversary and your wife got you something you really didn't want? Would you just suck it up because it's your wife and it's your 10-year anniversary and you love her and whatever you got to do to make her happy? Or would you fight back?
Yeah. My short answer is, yeah, I would take the gift and go, yeah, okay, it's great.
Angela and Matt have talked about finding activities to do together. So Angela's always wanted to take ballroom dancing, so she bought a 5-pack of lessons. Except Matt's like, you wanted to do this, not me. Now find somebody else to go with you. You spent all this money. What do you think? Should he be forced to go take these lessons even though he didn't want to? 1-800-330-9999. Meg, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
His side.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. See, I say you're not going to get a single vote, and people come out the woodwork. Why? Tell us why.
Because if this was a gift he gave her, it would be appropriate. But she giving it as a gift to him is not appropriate. It's not a gift. Like, he should be giving this to her for a healthy relationship.
Okay, let me just pose the question. What if he's never going to do that? This is something that she's dreamt of.
Well, then he has to go and go dancing with somebody else, and he has to live with the fact that she's going to be getting closer to somebody else.
Yeah.
And if he's comfortable with that, that's his decision.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tommy. I used to teach ballroom dance lessons, and me and my wife go sometimes twice a week. We still dance. We dance with other people. There's so many great places to dance. It's the best thing for you, your physique. It stops you from getting dementia. There's no reason not to do it. Although I have seen couples fight about it. There is a downside. It could go either way, you know.
Tommy came out 100 miles per hour. Then he was like, but people fight. That's what happens sometimes.
Right. There can be violence on the dance floor, I guess, right?
Hey, Sydney, what do you think?
I totally agree with him. And totally. And Raven's wrong. The activity does matter. This is a gift for her. This is their anniversary. They should be doing an activity they both want to do. And I think he's right. It's totally the same thing as if he got her golf lessons so she could then enjoy playing golf with him. I totally agree with him.
So I don't understand. Why wouldn't she just go to the dancing and the golf lessons? I mean, you're married.
Here's the thing, though. But he doesn't want to, and that's going to be a Debbie Downer. He's not going to enjoy it. He's going to make it unenjoyable for her, whether it be consciously or unconsciously.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just thought he was a grown man, not a baby.
What if all of a sudden, Alicia, your wife, got into running 5Ks, and all of a sudden she wanted you to run 5Ks now? What would you do, Raven?
5K versus dance lessons. Yes. It's not the same.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Matt, our audience agreed with you. I mean, Angela, when you're about to spend that much money on something that is an activity for you and your husband, you should have checked first to make sure it was something your husband wanted to do.
I know, but the thing is, I wanted it to be a surprise. I didn't want it to be a typical dinner. We've done dinner. We've gone away on vacations. I just wanted something different.
Angela, I can't believe it went this way. I honestly can't. It's a $500 gift. It's a surprise between the two of you. What's that amongst married people? I don't think it's anything. And telling your partner that they have to be somewhere that they're not comfortable feeling sounds like marriage to me, but that's just me. Matt, you got the votes. I mean, I don't know. If I was you, I wouldn't gloat much.
I am going to accept this win as graciously as possible.
Yeah.
And Angela's still going to...
fine.
Right.
I'm sure we'll be able to find something. I think we can find something else together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven in pop culture trivia. Win the jackpot.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $200 thanks to Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose, if your nose could hear. Downy Unstoppables, try for under $5. Hey, Josephine, you ready to play today?
Sure.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Leave the room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she gave you an attitude. She said, get on out of here.
Good luck, Joey.
Yeah. He called Joey Josephine. That was disrespectful. All right, here we go. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, great. Number one, in the wake of the success of the Super Mario Brothers movie, Nintendo is now planning a Legend of Zelda movie. What is the name of the main male protagonist slash character that saves the world?
I have no idea.
Number two, a blue diamond sold for $43.8 million at a Christie's auction in Geneva. Geneva is a city in what country?
Switzerland.
Number three, Lainey Wilson was the big winner at last night's CMAs. She won 5 awards, including Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, and the biggest one of all, Entertainer of the Year. Luke Bryan and what sports legend hosted?
Eli Manning.
Number four, Kim Kardashian admits that she did get a tattoo, even though she said you never put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. It's an infinity symbol on the inside of her lip. How many children does she have?
Who is that?
Kim Kardashian.
She has 4.
And number five, Travis Kelce is reportedly traveling to Argentina to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. What's the capital of Argentina?
Not sure.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Josephine.
Oh, not great. All that bluster. Let's see how I do.
All that bluster?
That's right.
Yeah.
Should have told me nicer to leave.
Number one, in the wake of the success of Super Mario Brothers movie, Nintendo is now planning a Legend of Zelda movie. What's the name of the main male protagonist slash character that saves the world?
And Zelda?
Yes.
Link.
Link is correct. Number two, a blue diamond sold for $43.8 million at a Christie's auction in Geneva. Geneva is a city in what country?
Switzerland?
Switzerland is correct.
Yeah!
Number three, Lainey Wilson was the big winner at last night's CMA. She won 5 awards, including Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, and the biggest one of all, Entertainer of the Year.
Good for her.
Luke Bryan and what sports legend hosted?
Peyton Manning, right?
Peyton Manning is correct.
Yeah, it's become a thing.
Yeah, you said Eli Manning, Josephine. Number four, Kim Kardashian admits that she did get a tattoo, even though she said you never put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. It's an infinity symbol on the inside of her lip. How many children does she have?
Is it 4?
4 is right.
Yeah.
It was peer pressure. All her friends were getting the infinity symbol tattooed, and you know she didn't want to be left out, so she put it in the one place where you would never see it, the inside of her lip.
I suppose. Why not?
I had a sorority night like that, where we were all getting tattoos, and we all got like peer pressured into it.
Yeah.
Mine's also hidden. Number five, Travis Kelce is reportedly traveling to Argentina right now to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. It's the capital of Argentina.
Is it, I'm going to sound like a fool, Rio de Janeiro?
No. It's Buenos Aires.
Right. Is Rio even in Rio de Janeiro even in that country?
I'm not going to respond to that. No. Okay. Josephine, he beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Josephine and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $300 tomorrow, Anna.